Wednesday morning, and that means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Let's have an update now on the Schoharie limousine crash, as lawmakers, I see, are pitching a change to the federal stretch limo law.
The three members of Congress that represent the Capital Region, Elise Stefanik, Paul Tonko, and John Faso, all came together yesterday, and they proposed this bipartisan legislation. Direct reaction to that horrible crash back in October that killed 20 people in Schoharie County. And so this legislation is mainly focusing on closing a loophole in some federal highway regulations that have somehow allowed these owners of stretch limos, these limos that they're purchased on the market in a normal size, either SUV or limo, and then they are modified significantly, potentially, to stretch them. And in this case, in Schoharie County, it was stretched a long way. And under this loophole that exists, these operators can modify these, and then these cars, even though they've been modified to be these almost like a bus or a commercial vehicle, they're not subject to the same federal highway standards that other similar vehicles of that size that are commercial vehicles are subject to. This would close that loophole. It's got, as I said, it's a bipartisan proposal, so it seems like it would have a good chance of succeeding. You know, one of the sad elements that came out very shortly after the crash is that this loophole has been known for quite a bit of time by auto safety advocates in Washington, D.C. Even before a really nasty crash in 2014 in Long Island where four women were killed, at that time in the grand jury proceedings, some safety advocates talked about this loophole. So it's been known for a while, and this is the effort on the local lawmakers' part to try to close it and hope that going forward this kind of thing doesn't happen again.
A lawsuit now over a townhouse project in Round Lake, and it involves the partner.
So this involves two prominent members of the housing development community in the region, a builder called Tom Ferrone up in Saratoga County, builds townhomes, etc. And he is suing a group that it also involves the Amador land developers down in Rotterdam, Gelderland. And this is that land and home development company that, you know, includes our state senator, George Amador. He's one of the members of the group. So in this lawsuit, the builder Ferrone is seeking action in court with the Amador group over a partnership that they had to build a pretty large scale townhouse development in Round Lake just off exit 11. He is seeking information about this partnership, saying that they went into this project a handful of years ago and they've moved on with the development and it's not done yet. But he claims that he's being denied access to all kinds of records, including financial records of the partnership, and says that because he's part of this partnership, he should be able to look at this. And he claims that he's been denied records. So in the lawsuit, he makes some allegations that he feels like some of these records would show things along the lines of mismanagement. And he is asking to get information about Amador Land Development's handling of this project, including how many of the subcontractors and contractors are related to the Amador family. He also wants information about a bunch of sand and gravel that was at the location that they built the project on. It was proposed as a mine years ago, but he wants to know how much of that sand and gravel was removed and sold. So there's a number of these things. It looks like this partnership has come unraveled, and now it's headed for court.
Miles Reed is the editor of the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper, and there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Miles, thanks.
Thank you, David.